Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com. Well, next hour... We're opening the gates of radio,
we're opening
telephone,
the gates of
call
hell.
Yes.
Radio
yes.
Hell.
It could be. We don't take a lot of calls, but we are inviting a free-for-all on what to do after another mass shooting. This, of course, involving the death of 19 children. It resonates more with people. So did you see Meghan Markle went there today? Wasn't that exciting?
What a clown.
Biden's going this weekend.
What a clown.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to bask in the publicity now.
Yeah. Then people, if he didn't go, people would say, why don't you go? Like they're supposed to go to all disasters.
I don't know. I don't get that's the performative stuff.
You're supposed to go there and say, what can I do? Can I do anything?
Well, what's he going to do? Like, what could he possibly do? What can anybody do?
One thing even the gun control people are right about this time, as I read all their columns, and is that it's ridiculous now for anybody to say the following. I'm shocked that this could happen here. Yes, that's not really the reaction anymore.
No. There's dozens, hundreds.
Just like Southern California is being overridden by crime. And there are people like, this neighborhood, never.
If you could get in to these chat rooms on 4chan or Discord, all these other places, and you could see what these guys write, the photos they post, the fantasies they have, how they cheer each other on, how they discuss past killers and praise them and admire them. If people could see that, you wouldn't be surprised at anything, and you would change your view of what we should do.
Round them up!
You know, I heard today that, this raises questions. I always love that stupid cliche. Raises questions. Yes. The social media companies are under renewed scrutiny. Well, because the social media companies don't want to let law enforcement into the private channels where people have private conversations. They want to protect the privacy of their customers more than they care about the evil child-killing
plots.
Yeah,
but they censor out the Hunter Biden laptop news, and they censor out even Trump's claim that the election was stolen. They censor out. Those things aren't going to kill people.
Yeah.
But these crazies, these sickos, these evil people out there plotting havoc, don't censor out.
If I went on Twitter a year and a half ago and retweeted the New York Post Hunter Biden story, they would have blocked my account. But a guy could put on all these photos of all these firearms and make cryptic comments about what he's going to do Thursday morning, and that'll blow right by. Because, you know, they have algorithms that do a lot of this content moderation. You always hear, oh, they have content moderators.
Content moderation.
Well, there's literally billions of people using these services, all right? So you'd have to have a billion content moderators. No, it's algorithms looking for keywords. And it's easy to tune the keywords to things like COVID-19, ivermectin, Hunter Biden laptop, right? Those are you can find quickly. They're not cued to this stuff.
All right. We have, of course, a voter guide on the website. We'll be doing next hour as a free-for-all of calls until we're exhausted with it about what we should do after the latest mass shooting, this one, of course, in Texas. That'll be next hour. The toll-free number then is 1-800-520-1534. We missed this week. Rick Caruso picked up another endorsement for mayor. And it's a biggie, John.
Who?
Kris Jenner.
Kris Jenner.
Yes, Kris Jenner, the mother of the Kardashians.
The woman who produced
the Kardashian girls. And don't forget Rob, who's kind of an afterthought.
Yeah, okay.
He has his own, is it a clothing line? He's got something.
Sock company.
What?
Is a sock company?
A socks.
It's a sock. You know, there are stores that sell just socks.
Nobody owns a sock company.
Rob Kardashian does.
Kardashian socks?
Eric wears them, apparently.
No, I do not. But I see advertisements for them on social media.
Okay.
Boy, he is like the sad sack Kardashian, isn't he?
However, we are rethinking our endorsement of Mr. Caruso because Sammy Roth, a staff writer with the El Segundo Times, has informed us that of all the candidates running for mayor, Caruso has not submitted to him a climate plan. And this, to me, is distressing.
This is really funny. The way he writes, many Angelenos have already submitted their ballots, and they've cast their votes without knowing much of anything about how the leading candidate for LA mayor would tackle the climate crisis. Maybe because they don't care? Maybe because it doesn't matter? Rick Caruso can't do anything to change the climate for the globe? It's impossible? And neither can anybody else?
It's bizarre that Caruso would spend tens of millions of dollars persuading Angelenos to vote for him while largely ignoring one of the most pressing challenges facing our city. As the planet heats up, bigger and more aggressive wildfires are forcing evacuations and blanketing LA with choking smoke. Hotter heat waves are killing vulnerable Angelenos, especially the elderly. Climate-fueled drought is forcing unprecedented water restrictions. Rising seas threaten coastal property and beloved beaches.
Well,
wow, that was pretty dramatic.
All that's crap. The wildfires are largely coming from the electric companies.
Their power lines
and
dropping.
Yes, they're unmaintained, collapsing power lines and towers. And
he does admit Angelenos, when polled, pick homelessness, crime, and public safety, even affordable housing as their top concerns.
Yeah, right. See, the way he writes it, yes, a poll found that the voters' top priorities are those other things. Well, what does that tell you? People don't care, and they don't think a mayor can do anything about a worldwide climate.
Bass and De Leon haven't spent much time talking climate, but they have released their detailed plans. Caruso's campaign said it's coming, but we still haven't received it.
A detailed plan on what? There's nothing you can do.
It's the city of L.A.
You got China and India building.
Contribution to global warming or climate change is so infinitesimal.
It is too tiny. What L.A. produces is too tiny. It doesn't matter. Repeat, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Never will matter. We're too tiny. There's nothing else to say. But in China and in India, they're putting up coal-fired electrical plants the way we put up McDonald's. And that's not an exaggeration.
Well, this guy recommends that we should shut down LA's gas-fired power plants, ban gas hookups in new housing, protect Angelenos from extreme heat, and recycling wastewater. There you go.
Well, we can't do that. Then we'd have no energy.
I don't. There's no practicality in this. It's like we talked last hour.
They don't want us to live.
You want to just close down all the freeways so the trucks get stuck, but people are still buying stuff. You're not going to stop people in the economy from continuing to grind its gears.
They don't want us to live, especially a suburban lifestyle. I don't think people understand that you know, a lot of these movements grew out of the zero population growth movement.
Yes, it did. The
big thing in the 60s. Dr. Paul Ehrlich, he's still alive, and he made a bunch of wild predictions in the 1960s, sold a lot of books, claimed we were going to be out of food, we were going to be out of oil, we were going to be out of all these minerals like copper. He was wrong on everything, but he made millions of dollars selling books. He was on every talk show in the world for a while. Big celebrity, superstar, researcher, doctor thing. Totally, irredeemably wrong about everything. But there's been this zero population idea ever since. And all these offshoot groups have the same philosophy. We shouldn't be here. Humans should die. The fewer humans, the better. Don't give birth to new people. Try to stop living the way you're living as quickly as possible. So no single family homes, no automobiles, no swimming pools, no grass, no cars, no stop eating food. No, don't eat meat anymore.
Die.
Die. Yes, right. The ultimate is they want you to die. They do. They don't think you should have been born. I'm not exaggerating. You should read their crap and the people that inspired them.
Well, also part of this movement is to get you to stop using any water. So there you go.
That's right. Stop drinking water.
When we come back, the El Segundo Times and another classic ask its readers to help out. What are our tips for saving water? Remember, we've told you, we'll tell you again, the water usage in California by us here in this what they call the suburban use is 6%. It, again, really makes
that's funny.
No difference.
I didn't notice that in the article.
No, it's not mentioned.
Not
because
mentioned.
You're right, it's a war on lifestyle.
That's right. So dehydrate and die. That is the recommendation.
All right, we'll give you their fun tips when we come back.
John and Ken.
All right, we're taking all comers next hour. What to do after the latest mass shooting, whatever angle you want to come from. You will be screened, so you don't just get on the air. You have to say something that makes sense to our screener. This will come after the news.
Ray picked a good day to take off.
That's right, he's not there. Damn it, no. I'd usually try to stick him with this.
Yeah, no, now you
sorry, Morgan.
Yeah, Morgan's...
Good luck.
Get overwhelmed.
Yeah,
she's been preparing.
Yeah.
All right, after 4:30, we will bring you up to date on this Texas school shooting and big questions today concerning how this rolled out and how long it took to kill this shooter. We'll get to that coming up after the news at 4:30. The El Segundo Times is on fire today. They have someone named Matthew Bollinger. He's the editor of Utility Journalism. John, you have a guess? Utility Journalism.
Do you know they have
would a that deal? Because this is a water thing. Is that, that part of utility?
They have a utility journalism team.
A team.
Our mission,
they need layoffs.
Are you really?
Wow.
How long is Sun Xiang going to pay for this?
You're kidding me.
Our mission is to be essential to the lives of Southern Californians by publishing information that solves problems, answers questions, and helps with decision making. It looks like they want to help us with issue of how much water can we use? How do we save water in the home?
And so they asked for tips from readers about how to save water in the home. Now, they did mention this, John.
Mm-hmm.
Agriculture is an important part of the California economy. Crops such as alfalfa, rice, and almonds are like other foods we consume. Their production requires water. They were told by a professor at USC that about 80% of water used in the state goes toward agriculture. Now, then it gets a little, the next sentence is the rest is mostly urban usage. Mm-hmm. We think 6%.
6% for residences. See, they didn't,
see.
And by the way.
Some of it's commercial, business production, stuff like that.
By the way.
And some of it is just for the environment, so to speak.
They misrepresented the agriculture impact. Agriculture is 2% of the economy. So it's an important part of the California economy, but it's 2% of the economy. And crops such as alfalfa.
But somebody sent me a story today that doing this to agriculture, cutting back the water in California, is going to threaten the U.S. food supply. Do you think that's a little over
well,
the top?
Well, 3/4 of the almonds go to China.
But all the other foods that California produces, a lot of the vegetables. And
well, almonds, the reason I pick on the almonds is they take up 11% of the water supply.
Right, but that still leaves 89%, so.
Well, yeah, I know, but the almonds alone take twice as much water as all
right,
of us.
Right, but if we eliminated the almonds, we'd still have a lot of water going to agriculture, so. Right,
no, I know that, but what I'm saying is it's twice as much as what the residents use. It's huge, and 3/4 of the almonds are going overseas.
Okay, that's what they're talking about all the rest of the foods, so.
Yeah, I know, but it's not the linchpin of the California
economy.
It's
not the linchpin of the California economy, but it may be the linchpin of America's vegetable and fruit supply.
I don't eat vegetables. I don't care.
That's where I thought this would go. All right, so here's the first category, shower hacks. Are you ready? Shower hacks. Collect the water in the shower as it's heating up in a bucket or watering can and use it outside on the plants. You like that one? So you know how you turn on the shower to get it going? Put a bucket there.
And then
you could, yeah, you can recycle it. It's like that, huh? Limit your shower length, John Cobalt, 5 minutes or less.
Are they serious?
Yes, they're serious. That's the utility
Eric seems
team.
Offended by this.
5 minutes or
well,
less.
How long do you take in the shower?
I'm more objecting to the bucket and do it outside.
How this
Eric's
goes,
very
one.
Clean.
Do you know what Navy showers are? Navy showers. No, you turn the water on and off. In other words, you get wet, you turn off the water, then you lather up, and then you turn it back on quickly to rinse instead of just letting the shower go the whole time.
Look at these stupid. Look at these busy
They actually body. Got these tips from readers.
Yeah. Busybodies writing it. Kate Larson of San Diego said her family installed a handheld shower that has a shutoff valve so you could turn off the water when you don't need it during the shower.
But then you get cold.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I don't turn off the water, because I have a hot shower, and you turn off the water, and now you're shivering.
Here are your laundry tips, Deborah Mark. Wash your clothes less frequently. In fact, wear those jeans several times
over. I do that already. That's why I
do?
Smell. Yeah, I don't wash my jeans. No, I don't. I'm kidding. But no, I don't wash my jeans after one use, unless they're messed up.
I mean, you're cooking up all that stinky cauliflower. That's probably going to smell up your clothes.
If they smell,
whatever other
they
vegetables
get clean.
You're,
that's right.
Asparagus.
You walk
and of course,
in, and people
the one
go.
They like the best at the times, no more grass lawns. Stop it now. Rip out your grass
F
and replace
you.
It.
F you.
You know, Ken, I just put together a vegetable/fruit garden.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. So I need to water it.
Oh,
yeah.
If you were
it's above ground. It's in a box.
There better not be any almonds in there.
There are no almonds in there.
That's right. We're going to come and inspect and see if you're using.
And then you're going to come to work one day with a delicious vegetable plate out of your garden?
Absolutely.
And John will partake of
it? Oh, he will, yeah.
What are you growing?
Corn.
Corn.
Corn Ellie.
Zucchini.
No.
Strawberries.
I like zucchini.
Strawberries.
Oh, I love strawberries.
And tomatoes.
Tomatoes are good.
They're all right. Yeah. I don't eat a lot of them, but.
Although they're inflammatory. Is the new thing.
They're flat. What, they insult you?
They do. They cause your system to.
Ken's tomatoes are arguing with them.
It was a hot new thing this year. I think it's eggplant, tomatoes, there's a list, peppers.
Eggplant, no.
They're considered inflammatory.
No.
I like eggplant.
No.
Thinly sliced.
Oh, a really good eggplant parmigiana.
It's
delicious.
No.
My husband makes vegan eggplant parmesan for me.
Oh, how about
throw
that?
That out there.
Wow. Look at that. She whipped her husband into shape.
Although he doesn't like when I say, when we go to restaurants, oh, can you make sure that's vegan? He hates when I do that, but he does cook vegan for me.
It's embarrassing.
But isn't that what you
Why
want?
Is it embarrassing? No,
it is.
No, that's
well,
not embarrassing.
Clearly he's embarrassed.
Well, then he has the problem, not me.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken KFI and Deborah Mark has news. Right, that's what you do.
Yeah, that's what I do.
All right, well, at 5:05 or thereabouts, we are going to open it up to the audience in terms of callers. This we're saying very slowly because we're very concerned about this. This will be about what do we do? The latest mass shooting in Texas, 19 children killed. 1-800-520-1534. Come at it any way you want. One thing that's getting a little bit of traction in Washington, D.C., because there is a crowd that believes, and I know what John's going to say, we have to do something.
Yeah.
So we just red flag laws.
It's never let's do something effective. Let's do something so
that
we...
That makes us feel better.
That's right. So we can deflect bad political ads against us, or we can create our own good political ad.
Right. I mean, part of what they're proposing might be just virtue signaling. But the one that's getting some traction is to do more with the red flag laws. The only problem I have with that is when you talk about the last two shooters, 18 years old. Now, the one in New York did have some mental health issues, but the one in Texas didn't. Same thing with background checks. They often don't really have any criminal record yet. They don't have anything.
Well, the guy in Texas had no criminal record and no mental health issues on record. The guy in Buffalo had no criminal record, and he had mental health issues, but it didn't, it wasn't reported.
Nobody took the steps.
Right.
Nobody took the steps to put him on the do not buy gun list.
You have to go to a judge.
You do have to get it signed off.
Nobody made the case to a judge.
No family member, nobody else involved in the story.
So that's
we're at the mercy of that.
Yeah, you have to when you do a background check. One of the other shootings, and I don't remember which one because there's just been too many of them. But the guy had stuff in his background, but nobody bothered to check. I think it was somebody. Was it Dylan Roof in South Carolina that the one who went into the black church and shot some people up? I think he was involved in some other incident in another county, but the two counties never connected, or whoever was doing the background check never knew about the incident in the other county. So then there's that. It's like government workers. They're all DMV people, right?
There's nothing wrong with being more aggressive on that front. Just put more people on the do not buy list.
Yes.
Because so what?
Yes, you can. I mean,
they don't get to buy an AR-15 or whatever. So what?
That's a great idea, and they should do that. I'm just saying the execution has to be there too.
No,
I'm not saying don't pass the laws because they don't work. Pass the laws and make them work. But you need the government workers to get up in the morning and want to do the job, and often they don't. You know, it's like our child service workers here in LA County. You know, they saw all those little kids get murdered in recent years because the people hired get up in the morning and didn't care about their job. And didn't care about the kids.
Now, the other big story today with the shooting is the whole timeline. What we did not know yesterday and we know last night into today is that there were a lot of people outside the school building, parents, bystanders, who were upset. In fact, one report says 150 cops gathered outside. Some of them were filmed pinning parents to the floor, and some even placed them in handcuffs, according to witnesses. Because the parents were upset that they were not storming the place and taking out the shooter. At 11:40 a.m., Ramos entered the school. This is Salvador Ramos, the 18-year-old shooter. This was 12 minutes after he crashed his truck outside the school. There's also questions, 12 minutes? I mean, he crashed his truck right outside. What happened during those 12 minutes? Here is a clip from today's news conference that involved the Texas Department of Public Safety Regional Director Victor Escalon and a reporter from NBC News named Tom Lamas, who was asking about these 12 minutes.
There's a 12-minute gap from when he crashes his truck to when he enters the school. 12 minutes. What happened in that 12 minutes?
So you got to understand, 11:30 is the information we have at this point that we can confirm. 11:30 AM, the PD gets we got a crash and a man with a gun. And then you have responding officers. That's what it is. If it's 12 minutes from 11:30 to 11:40, that's the information we have right now. Look, at the end of the day, our job is to report the facts and have those answers. We're not there yet.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he's saying. Because the other half of this is, allegedly, it's an hour before they shoot him dead. An hour. Now, they're saying it took an hour for specialized SWAT teams to arrive. And as we know, the Border Patrol had a special unit there, too. But that's what got these parents and bystanders revved up. They couldn't believe that they weren't storming the place. We had Sheriff Villanueva on the show in the 3 o'clock hour, and he says, that's what we do. That's the first priority. We learned that after Columbine.
You have to, if you get into this line of work,
the shooting, right,
you have to be willing to die. And we have to be blunt here. It could be that some of these local cops were not willing to die.
There was just chaos and confusion, and nobody had a plan. I mean, I heard that they were looking for a key or a way to batter open the door because he barricaded himself in the classroom.
Looking for a key is preposterous.
I know. That hasn't played today. That played yesterday. I haven't seen that again.
That's really...
Anybody got a key? How else do we get in?
All right, now... So
have you seen a movie?
What are the possibilities? And, you know, I'm not harsh second-guessing police because they have to make split-second decisions. That's why when occasionally they shoot somebody who's unarmed, but it was reasonable to think that they were armed... I'm with the police on that. It's like, you go do it. Let's see what kind of decisions you'd make, right? But when you're standing around for an hour, you have to start entertaining ugly thoughts. Were these...
This happened in the Vegas shooting, too. Remember that they didn't storm this guy's room quick enough?
Right, yes.
And, of course, so, Parkland, Florida.
You
can't wait for the specialized SWAT team if it takes a freaking hour for him to get there. A child may be dying inside that classroom and could have lived with AIDS.
But every law enforcement unit has a leader. Did the leader decide that his crew wasn't going to be able to take the guy on? That he had no confidence, that they knew what they were doing, they weren't trained, they had no experience, and let's let the professionals from Border Patrol handle this, and hopefully they'll get here soon. I mean, was that the guy's decision?
Not good enough.
He looked at his team and goes...
Because you might be right, because two Uvalde police officers did engage the shooter, and they were both injured. Their first reports that a security guard engaged the shooter turned out to be wrong. There was a security guard there. He did not fire at the shooter. The shooter did not fire him. But apparently two Uvalde police officers shot at this guy, and he shot back and injured them. You know, maybe that's what caused him to say, we may be in over our heads here.
The elite,
let's wait for the guys with all the equipment.
The elite SWAT team for Los Angeles, with 4 million people and billions of dollars in funding, is not going to compare to the elite team in Uvalde with 16,000 people.
Well, they must have a county force, too. There's got to be a county police force, too.
Yeah, but even the county
else.
Might be a long
Texas,
way.
Where...
Because I think who was on earlier? I think that ABC reporter.
What the hell? It's Texas.
Said
there was, I think some of the residents have guns. Well, just get in there.
Well, I think that's what the parents were ready to do. Because the reporter said that there was only one other town between Uvalde and San Antonio. And so these are small towns spread out in the, you know, the Texas desert there.
Well,
that's what it sounded like.
I'm reading quotes here from people in the crowd. There were at least 40 lawmen armed to the teeth, but they didn't do a darn thing until it was far too late.
All right, so who led them? Who was the commander on the scene? Who's the police chief?
And I think that's what we heard in the news conference. We're still sorting this out.
Sounds like they had the entire police department there, and the commander either was afraid or had no confidence.
All right.
And none of the you know how police are, they're like soldiers. You follow whatever the commander tells you. You can't freelance and go in on your own.
We got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, as we move into the 5 o'clock hour and we drift towards the great unknown, that would be callers. Doesn't happen often, but we're gonna throw that fishing line in there.
That's right. Do we have a lifeboat for ourselves?
We may get dragged for miles by something we can't. Anyway, you know, I also thought we'd do, we kind of rate people on their ideas or their thoughts.
Okay.
This is all about what to do after the latest mass shooting. This one, of course, taking the lives of 19 school children really affects people.
No bias here. The only angle I'm really interested in is, tell us something that you think would work. What do you think would work?
Yeah, I just got one guy emailed, and he said, you prosecute that mother and those grandparents.
Right, I like
they
that.
They raised this bum, this evil.
Yeah.
There you go. That's an idea.
Yeah, because we kind of, going back to our homeless discussion before, right, about nobody ever confronts the homeless people and suggests that you're responsible to clean yourself up and get a job and go and get your treatment. That's never uttered. That what is your role in all this? You want all our money and our time and our ideas here. What is your role? Are you going to meet us even, you know, 10 yards downfield? And it's the same thing. It's like, what is the role of the family that creates these monsters?
Apparently none.
Yeah. I mean, it's part of the reason that we have these and we didn't used to. Just
they did charge the Michigan parents, remember? And they bought that kid the gun. He was only 15, I think.
Right, yeah. And then they fled. They were hiding in that building
basement. They had to be found, yes.
Yeah, so I think they got charged for that, too. But no, it's like parent. Everyone knew years ago, when you raised kids, you were responsible for their behavior. And not that everyone did it well or everyone did it responsibly.
Parents used to say things like, you embarrass me.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
but don't do that. It's just because you got a bad grade or something.
You reflect. You what
now
you
kids
do
are shooting up schools.
What you do reflects on the family. Your name is the family's name, and you reflect on our reputation. It really used to be that your children were sent out as representatives of the family. So don't sully our name. Don't foul our reputation. And that whole ethic is completely gone.
Another sad note coming out of the horrible mass shooting on Tuesday in Texas. It took the lives of 19 school children and a couple of teachers. One of them was Irma Garcia. Well, we learned today that her husband died of a heart attack. So that leaves four children just like that without parents. That's really hard to believe.
The stress of his wife getting killed?
Yeah, some accounts say he just died due to grief. He had a medical emergency today. And his name is Joe Garcia, and he suffered a fatal heart attack, is the belief. They were married for 24 years and had four children together. There were reports, too, that these teachers tried to shield the kids in that classroom. Where is the story? Apparently, did you see there was a little third grade boy that survived that was telling some stories
yeah,
about
I saw.
What happened? Yeah, and he had made the case that, here it is right here.
How do you process 19 of your classmates getting murdered?
It was a fourth grader. He told a local television station that he and four classmates took cover under a cloth-covered table while the crazed gunman stormed in after blasting another door. When I heard the shooting through the door, I told my friend to hide under something so he wouldn't find us. I was hiding hard. That's a good expression. I was hiding hard, and I was telling my friend to not talk because he'll hear us. He came in and he crouched a bit, and we heard him say, it's time to die.
Wow.
When the cops came, the cops said, yell if you need help. And one of the boys in my class did yell. The guy overheard that, and he came and he shot her. Oh, my.
The
cop barged into that classroom. The guy shot at the cop. The cop started shooting. Right. This is the little fourth grader's account.
Wow. That's
he said after the attack, he and the others came out from under the table, which may have prevented Ramos from ever seeing them. I just opened the curtain, I put my hand out, and I got out with my friend. I knew it was police. I saw armor and the shield. Wow, that's quick thinking. Good for that kid. All right, when we come back, we're going to hear from you whatever you want to say about what we need to do because of the latest mass shooting. Maybe it's nothing. Maybe this is life in America with the Second Amendment, right, John?
Part of it is, yeah.
The number is 1-800-520-1534.
John and Ken Show, and Deborah Mark has the news, KFI AM 640.
Nothing gets past us. We are on it.
KFI.
And KOST HD2.
Los Angeles. Orange County.
Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Timeline details. I'm Deborah Mark, live from the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Police say the teenager who fatally shot 19 students and two teachers at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, was on campus for about an hour before he got killed by a Border Patrol agent. South Texas Department of Public Safety Director Victor Escalon says police got on the scene Tuesday, 4 minutes after the teen did, but he was shooting at them, so they had to hang back. Escalon says cops called in extra resources.
Tactical teams. We need equipment. We need specialty equipment. We need body armor. We need precision riflemen.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
"Let me run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.